Hello? Happy Sabbath. Do you guys have a good week? Excellent, good. Raise your hand if you had a good week. Yeah, so most of you had a good week. Raise your hand if you're tired. Yeah, some tired people out there, that's good. It's good to rest on the Lord's day, amen? So I want to say happy Sabbath again. Please pray for me while I'm up here. I always want to do what God asks of me. I'm glad that Josh gives me the opportunity when he's out to speak. And a pre-Father's Day to all the fathers out there. It's tomorrow. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us now, that it's your words, Lord, and not mine. Amen. So I always have so many things that I'd like to talk about. I know that I spoke to Terry about staff meeting. We did talk about Daniel in the lion's den, which is one of my favorite things. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to speak about that today. But that was one thing I was looking at. But recently, I've been looking at the Tower of Babel, and then I started going a little bit further into that. How much confusion has been out there in the world lately, right? What does confusion usually lead to? Division, what else? What was that? Conflict? What else? Huh? Stress? Heard something over here. Heartache? Fear. Okay, so all those things. So does confusion sound like a good thing? No, confusion brings about a lot of problems, right? I know one of the biggest things that we were confused about in this last year, I'm not even going to say it anymore. I'm sick of hearing about it and talking about it, but you know what it is. And it's been very confusing for a lot of people. And anytime we have some major things happening around us, right away we talk about, it's the end of times. He's coming soon. And I do believe there's truth to that. Oh, I blocked out the family over here. Sorry, there's a speaker. Can you hear me over there? Yeah, hi. All right. They're way over there. They didn't get the memo. Let's move over here. But anyway, so I was looking at the Tower of Babel, okay, which we know what that means, and we'll go into that in a little bit. Let's go to Genesis 11. Who brought their swords today? Who brought their swords? Yeah, I see some swords out there. Okay. Let's go to Genesis 11. Now, we all know what happened with Noah, right? The story of Noah. Who can tell me what's the story of Noah? Nobody? Oh, cool. Okay, so if like, he preached for many, many years, right? He built this big old boat, or they call it an ark, because it was going to rain and it was going to flood, because God said, you know what? It's getting crazy out here. People are getting out of hand, and it's going to rain, and it's going to flood. And so all that happened, and people obviously perished. They died. They drowned. Animals drowned. There was a few that were saved in the ark. And now they had stopped on Mount Ararat. And again, people were going out and making their families and multiplying. So in Genesis 11, we're going to get to the Tower of Babel. And the Tower of Babel, raise your hand if you heard this story. Good, so, you know, I will try to go through it, but I want you to read it with me. So in chapter 11 of Genesis, verse 1 says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. Imagine that. That would solve a lot of problems right there, right? How many times have things gotten lost in translation, right? From country to country. When you guys work with people, right? Some of you work, yeah, with different kinds of people, even in ministry, right? Steve probably works with a lot of people from the military, right? All over the world. And so language barriers, right, sometimes can get confusing. Everybody spoke one language. Verse 2, and it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for some stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a what? A what? City and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. Why in the world would anybody just say, hey, you know what? Let's look at this area here. Let's just build the biggest tower we can build. Why would I start with Noah and go to the Tower of Babel? What's going on here? Okay, there we got some fear, right? So there's a problem here. These people are scared of what happened in the past. Right? God had made them a promise. In fact, they should see it in the sky once in a while. What's that called? It's a rainbow, which we know has been perverted over the years. But there's a rainbow that's beautiful that's created by God. I'm just going to be honest with you. It was made by God. It's a beautiful thing. And God meant it to be a promise to us, saying he will never what? Flood the earth again. Okay? That was a promise from God. So every time we see, I've seen beautiful rainbows here. Okay? There was a huge one over here. There's a big one over there before this year that we just took pictures. It was beautiful. And I praise God for it. It was a promise that he would never flood the earth again. So these people apparently forgot what God had said. Because they decided, you know what, we're going to make a name for ourselves. Isn't that what it said? We're going to make a name. We're going to put matters into our own hands. And we're going to build a tower so high, it goes up to the heavens, that if the flood comes again, we will not die. In fact, we'll be close to God. Now, if we continue reading, you know what the story, where it ends up going here. But I'm going to read it so you know it's in there, and that I didn't make this up, in case you don't. But the Tower of Babel, I love preaching out here. It's like the wind just goes, flaps all your pages out here. So in the Tower of Babel, if I keep reading in verse 5, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. That's interesting, right? God came down himself. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us, who's the us? Father, Son, Holy Ghost, go down and there confuse their language. Okay? That they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad. That's exactly what they didn't want to happen, right? Scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel or Babel, because what? The Lord did what? Confused them. Okay? So there's confusion. See, first of all, there was a problem. God said something. They didn't believe it. And now they're confused. Do you see a pattern there? You're going to continue to see a pattern there, okay? How are things going in your life right now? Hopefully they're going pretty good. Hopefully you have some clarity. But if not, this message is definitely for you, okay? Now, this is what God told me to talk about. I honestly didn't really know what to talk. Usually, and I probably say this all the time, I have so many things that when I'm reading, that I'm looking at, and I always ask God, Lord, just tell me what to say. I just want to say what you want me to say. And so this is, I guess, what the message is for you, okay? There's going to be a lot of confusion from here on out. Okay, don't expect things to calm too down, because this is just the beginning of things, all right? And I'm not a prophet, and I'm a son of the prophet. I'm not saying that. But we know what the Bible says, right? We know what the Bible says. There will be plenty of confusion until Jesus returns. And so we need to be ready. And how do you get ready? Well, let's continue reading. So there was a lack of faith in God's word, fear about the flood, and then they wanted to be self-reliant. You know what? We're going to take care of the problem ourselves. We're not going to go to God, and we're not going to go to his word, and we're not going to listen to what he says. We're going to just be self-reliant and build our own tower and take care of the problem before it happens. We're going to do that, okay? And then they got led into confusion. How many of you speak different languages? Anybody here? Bilingual? Okay, a couple languages here. Any Spanish people? Hello, hola, ¿cómo están todos? Bienvenidos, feliz sábado. Portuguese? ¿Cómo está você? Tudo bem? ¿Usted ve vocês? Pretty close to Spanish. Okay? So, doubt leads to confusion and maybe even self-reliance. How are the bills? Are your bills doing okay? Are you being able to pay the bills okay on time? Are you stressed about debt? How about your health? How's your health been? Declining, going up and down, going in waves. Mine is going like this, I'm telling you. Being a principal, whoo. Sometimes I'm really high, sometimes I'm really low, right? Sometimes I feel like I can barely get out of bed. But God is good, amen. How's your mortgage payment? Have you heard there's UFOs? I haven't seen any. I guess the United States said that there's UFOs out there. How about the economy? Are we worried about the economy? Anybody buy Bitcoin? Ooh, invest in Bitcoin? Woo! Up and down? Roller coasters? Yeah? Nobody? Okay. When we get confused, there's a lot of problems if we are not sticking to the Word of God. Okay? Plain and simple. Let's go to Numbers 13, 33. Go to Numbers. I know Numbers for a lot of people is very boring because it's a bunch of names, right? Numbers. So-and-so begets so-and-so, so begets and blah, blah, blah. You go on and on and on. But there's some more stuff in there. Numbers 13. At this point, Moses, right? Who knows Moses? Raise your hand. Everybody should know Moses. If not, ask somebody to teach you about Moses. Really good. Moses was leading the Israelites, and he was supposed to lead them where? To the promised land. Who are the Israelites? Who are the modern-day Moseses right now? Oh, yeah. Think about that. Who are we leading, and where are we leading them to? Or if we're not leading them, what are we doing? So, Numbers 13, 33... there was a problem again. God had told the Israelites, I'm going to give you the promised land. You just have to go over there and take it. Go claim it. It's yours. The land of what? Two things. Honey. Some of you are lactose intolerant, so we'll say almond milk and honey, right? And ice cream. That's right. Okay. So the land of milk and honey is yours. Israelites, take it. Okay, don't worry. It's going to be yours. So Moses sends out some spies, right? Some people to check out the land. So, I'm not going to read through all of this, but if you want to read it, it's in chapter 13 here in Numbers. And I'll read some of this. If you go to verse 26 in chapter 13, it says, now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron, all the congregation of the children of Israel, in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh, at Kadesh, they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. They said, look what we found. Some giant peaches or watermelons or whatever, right? Giant fig trees, right? Big old figs back there. What's your favorite fruit? Mangoes. Oh, gigantic mangoes, super sweet mangoes, right? Look what we found, dude, that came like this, right? Ooh. This is amazing. Well, great. That's good news, right? Nevertheless, here comes the nevertheless, verse 28. The people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of the Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. Oh no, all these people are there. What are we going to do? Verse 31, but the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. That's nice, right? And all the people whom we saw in it are men of what? I can't hear you. Men of what? Great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. So, again, God gives them word to go take over this land. He says, you have my word. This is going to be yours to keep. Just go over there and claim it. I'll give it to you, the land of milk and honey. But what do? They come back and say, no, we can't do it, Lord. I know you said we can't, but we're not going to listen to your word, okay? Is that cool, God? We're not going to listen to you. Instead, I'm going to go off on what I think is best. And we're too small. We can't handle this problem. What happens to the Israelites after this? They are in the wilderness for a long time. How many years? Man, I'm 43 right now. I'd have been 3 years old if I was part of the Israelites and just now get into the promised land. I mean, I guess that's okay. But, you know, I don't want to be in the wilderness, right? Think about 40 years from now. Where will we be? Hopefully Jesus is coming, right? By then. But that's a long time. 40 years? Give me a break. I mean, walking around, their legs must be really strong, right? From walking all over the place, right? The same area in the wilderness. God told them to go take the land, and they said, no. God, we won't go with your word. We're going to go what we think is best. Are you seeing the theme here? Okay. There's confusion when we go on what we think is best. You see, we live in a great land of America. It is a great land, okay? I do believe we have this amazing country where we can go to the corner store and get any food that we want, because I've been in countries where you can't do that. I've been in regions of the world. I'm not saying I'm a world traveler, but I've been on mission trips, and I've seen enough to know that we have it really, really good, okay? And so sometimes we just forget. But not too long ago, we were running short on supplies, right? There was a lot of confusion and fear. And all of a sudden, how are we going to go to the bathroom? Okay? We forget how fast things can change. That's why we must rely on God now, today. God's word is in your heart. And those things, even though things get tough, I'm not going to say they won't. Like Terry was saying, you know, the story of Daniel, was what I was talking to them about in staff meeting. He probably prayed not to go into the lion's den, but he had to go. Was God with him? Yes or no? Yeah, you bet. We have this great story of Daniel since we're little kids, right?
Daniel in the lion's den. I love that story.
Right? Daniel had to go with the lions. You might have to go through with the lions, but God will not leave you. Now imagine if Daniel's faith was shaken. Oh no, I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to make myself a knife. And when I get thrown into the lion's den, I'm going to stab all these lions. Are you kidding me? How do you think that would have gone? That wasn't going to work, right? Daniel didn't do that. Daniel just kept praying. Kept praying. Kept praying. So we also need to go by God's word. We need to be faithful like God is faithful to us. Let's go to John 15:5. We're going to go around through the Bible here, okay? Is that all right? John 15:5. I feel good. I put sunscreen on my head today. Usually I don't. I just come in here all excited to preach and then I burn my head. But today I put some sunscreen, so I'm happy. So if you go to John 15:5, I know you've read this before, but I'm going to just, you know, put it on your lap there again. John 15:5. And this is Jesus. It says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me You can do what? Nothing. Well, that's an interesting phrase there. You can do nothing without God? You can do nothing without Jesus? When's the last time you tried to do something without asking Jesus? You know, sometimes we just think it's for the big things, but we need to do it all the time. That's what gets us into trouble. We do the little things here and there, here and there, here and there, here and there. No, it's not going to catch up to me. And later on, you're like, how did I get here? Every single day in the morning, start talking to Jesus. Start talking and go to his word. You know, he says we can do nothing without him, right? Jesus is so good and he's so fair and he's so amazing and merciful that even though you're confused, you go back to Jesus and he'll set you right on your tracks. Sometimes it hurts, right? Sometimes it's painful. Oh, I didn't really want to hear that today, Jesus. But you know what? He's saving your life. One of my favorite preachers said, he's saving your carcass, right? He's saving your life because you're relying on him, okay? Let's go to Philippians 4:13. Some of you have this memorized already, but it's in the Bible, I promise. Philippians 4:13. I'm just going to read it straight from the Word. If I can get there. All right, who wants to read that one out loud for me? Just go for it. Amen, brother. Thank you very much. I can do all things through who? Christ, who strengthens me. So we can do nothing without him, but we can do everything with him. Amen? We can go through the lion's den with him. We can go through the fiery furnace with him. We can walk through the water with him. You see, when we start relying on ourselves, we look at our own limitations, right? Yes or no? Well, I can't do that. How am I going to pay for this? How is this going to be worked out? What happens now? Go to Jesus. Go to his word. It tells you right here you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen? Okay. Keep going. Here we go. Proverbs 3. You know this one too. I'm going to give you all the classics. Proverbs chapter 3. I don't want you to forget what the Bible says. You know, the difference between knowing the Bible and applying the Bible is very big. Okay? Remember, all the Sadducees and Pharisees knew their Bibles very well, but they did not apply it to their lives. So you know these things. I don't really have to tell you about these because you've heard them all your life, probably. Most of you are first, second, third, fourth, fifth generation Adventists. I mean, the Adventists know their Bible very, very well, but so does the enemy. See, when confusion comes in, that's when there's problems because we're not going back to the Word. Go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. All right, who wants to say this one out loud? Come on. Everybody's scared. Who wants to say this out loud? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You could try it. You could try it. Okay, nobody? Oh, man, scared. All right, let me tell you for you. Ready? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Let's say it all together. Everybody has it? If you have it, say it together. If not, share it with somebody. Ready? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Amen? When's the last time you said that one? Now it's time to apply it. If you're confused, if you're scared about something, apply this to your life. Don't go off of what you think you can do. Go off of what the Almighty can do. See, if you serve the same Savior I serve, he has parted the Red Sea. He has raised people back to life. In fact, he has risen from the grave. Can he not handle the issues that we have here? The problems that we see, the boulders that you think you can't climb over? Can he not handle those things? Say, yes, he can. You know he can. How many have seen miracles in your life? Raise your hand. I have. In fact, there's a miracle happening today. I have two students. We have two students from Valley View getting baptized today at the Spanish church. Christian. You guys know Christian Santiago? Some of you, yeah, you know him well, Ms. Janelle. And I praise God, because if you knew he was gone through this year, he's getting baptized. I praise God for that. Isaac is also getting baptized today. Isaac Espinosa. And so the two high school boys from our school will be baptized at the Spanish church today at 6 o'clock if you want to go. Okay? Praise God for that. And that is a miracle in and of itself. But I have seen many, many more. All right. So let's go back to where why we have so much confusion as well. I don't have to go to the story of Adam and Eve, right? Because you know that story. Lots of confusion there. You see, the doubt became when a serpent came and talked to you. Now, if a serpent comes and talks to you, I hope you see there's some problem there. Okay? If you see some animal talking to you, I don't know what you ate or drank or smoked. I don't know what. You need to get off of whatever you're doing. Get out of that situation. Pray to Jesus, because no animal should be talking to you like that, okay? You're like, Chris, my dog and I have this bond. No, okay, but they should not be, hi, come over here and feed me. They should not be saying anything like that. Scary. Okay, Disney is scary because of that too, you know. but, you know, go. If you talk about Adam and Eve, Eve was confused because instead of listening to just what God's word was, his instructions were to stay away from that tree, stay away from that fruit, do not touch it because you will die. Here comes the devil, the serpent, the Satan, right? The enemy, and says, well, you won't surely die. Not today, you won't. Maybe a little bit later, maybe, but he didn't say that. You know, but you won't surely die. You will know good and evil. And Eve, instead of going to see Jesus, which they walked together every single day, he was like, maybe this serpent has something here. I should listen to the serpent. Confusion, right? And so she goes and she... Now, what's interesting is that a day to the Lord is how many... 1,000 years. How old was Adam when he died? 900-something, almost 1,000 years. Think about that. So he didn't die in that day, but he did die in the Lord's day, right? A couple of years down the road. All right, so anyway. So now we're going to Revelation 12. Woo, we're going to hit all up and down the Bible here. If you guys have not gone over Revelation, please ask somebody. It has so much good things. If you want to know what's going to happen in the future, this pretty much tells you, okay? You might have to do some studying, but go to the Word of God. And I'm not going to hit it really hard, don't worry, because there's a lot in here, but just to hit this part. Revelation 12, verse 7. Okay? This is why we have problems. That's fun, right? This is why we have problems. You know, do you know about the war in heaven? It's weird to think about that the first war ever was in heaven. So the war in heaven, you have Satan, verse 7 from 12, chapter 12 in Revelation. Is everybody there, Revelation 12? If you have a sword, you have a Bible, you have a phone app, Bible app. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. Michael's another name for who? Jesus Christ. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, amen, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So, because of that, what does verse 9 say? So the great dragon was cast out. If you're not sure who that is, continues to tell you that serpent of old that we just talked about, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan. Yeah, sorry, I made you say that name. Who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Yay, right? Yeah. So look, this is real deal. It sounds crazy. You know, I was talking to my family this morning on Zoom. We talk about, I usually go over them about my sermons and stuff, but we talk every Sabbath morning. They're in Texas time, so they're a little bit ahead of us. But if you talk to somebody who doesn't read the Bible, you sound like a crazy person. If you don't know God's word, you tell somebody, hey, Satan, there's a devil out there trying to get you. Oh, yeah, sure. Some guy in red with horns and a long tail, right, and a pitchfork. Hey, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Yeah. They think you're crazy. Because it sounds crazy. And we all know he doesn't really look like that. But there's literally somebody probably surrounding us here, but the angels of the Lord are here, amen? And they want to destroy you and me every single day. Because they're here to confuse you and I. They're here to tell you you're not good enough and the word of God is not good enough and therefore you're lost. That's what they want. Literally, I'm pretty sure that this year I've seen someone that was dealing with demonic spirits. This is real, folks. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you what the Bible says. That these guys are here, but so is Jesus and his angels. Okay? There is victory in Jesus. No matter what is holding on to you, you can have victory today. No matter what somebody said to you, you know what? You're no good. You know what? You're garbage. You know what? You're trash. Because there's people that will tell you that. Even in this church. That's sad. Nah, not in this church. Forget it. Forget it. Forget I said that. There are people that are brothers and sisters, or they say they are, that will talk behind your back and will say things about you. And they will try to cut you through the heart. I'm just going to tell it like it is. There are some people. And we're human, right? We make mistakes. But I tell you what, Jesus says you are worth it. Jesus says, I died for you. He says, I love you. Follow my word and you will not be confused. You will know right from wrong. You will know where to go. You will know what to do. Follow me. So let's go to Revelation. Look, Adventists, we know the Bible pretty well, I think. I think that's what we're known for. And the health mess, right? Oh, they don't eat pig. You know, that kind of thing, right? In public school, they're like, hey, Chris, you're the guy that doesn't eat pig, right? That's what they used to call me. Like, hey, you're the guy that doesn't eat pig, right? Yeah, that's right. I don't eat pig. But we eat linguettes, so, you know, like nobody's business. But, you know, the devil knows who are God's people because God's people know the word and they practice it. They live it, okay? And so how is the devil going to get to us? Deceive you, confuse you. In fact, he's going to get us to be so consumed into getting stuff. Okay? And relying on stuff. There's so many things out right now about, hey, go get your grind, man. Go work hard and get that money, bro. And trust me, it's tempting because you can go out and if you make money, great for you, okay? But don't fall in love with that. That could be taken away. Don't fall in love with that stuff. Don't fall in love with things, all right? Yeah? Is that okay? I don't know. Are you going to sleep already? Or are you just thinking? All right. But I want to be sure. Now, I'm not trying to judge anybody. Please don't think that because I talk to myself about these things all the time, all right? I pray to the Lord all the time. And trust me, he humbles me plenty of times. I'm a principal at an Adventist academy. I'm humbled like all the time, okay? But God is very good. But I'm going to show you what's going on here. Revelation 13. You guys might know where I'm going if you know Revelation pretty well. Revelation 13. And we're going to go to verse 16. Okay, Revelation 13, verse 16. All right, raise your hand if you're there so I can see if you're there. Now I'll give you some time, okay. If not, you can share with somebody, all right? Ask them a question. If you've never heard this before, ask somebody. Ask Pastor Josh, he'll tell you too. It says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their foreheads. Okay, I'm just going to give you a spoiler here. All right, you're not really going to get a literal thing. This is a lot of symbolism in here, okay? But it's your actions and your thoughts, right? Your choices that you make. And that no one may buy or sell. Look at that. Why would Satan attack us through buying and selling? That's what the Bible says. That's what you read it. I didn't make this up. The name or the name of the beast or the number of the name. Okay, so and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay. He's going to attack people that know the Bible well, because he knows the Bible too. But he knows that the weaknesses are what we buy and sell. Isn't that interesting? Buying and selling. Out of all the things to choose, that's what he chooses. You see, when we get caught up in our own, again, going back to the Tower of Babel, we take care of ourselves. We don't need anything. We don't need anyone. We can handle the problems by ourselves. Satan says, I got you. See that? Because now we're reliant on ourselves. And the Word of God is not useful when we rely on ourselves. And then what does Satan do? He takes it away. And now you're lost in the wilderness. What do I do now? It's a scary thought, isn't it? It's a scary thought because you and I both know that we can get lost. But you know, the good news is that Jesus prevails in the end. Okay? I'm not going to end there. The Word of God is powerful. Amen? Let's go to Revelation 21:5. You see, I look forward to this day all the time. All the time. I tell my students, this is the only reason I teach at an Adventist school is so I can talk about Jesus and going to heaven. That's the truth. I'm not telling a lie. Okay? That's the only reason that keeps me going to Adventist school is that I can tell my students, you know what? Jesus loves you. He died for you. I'm going to pray for you. Whatever you need, I'm going to try to look it up for you here in the Word of God. And we're going to go to heaven together, baby. We're going to party when Jesus comes. Okay? Revelation 21. Go to Revelation 21:5. Is anybody else ready to just go with Jesus? Anybody else ready to say goodbye to sin and pain and death and sickness and sorrow? Revelation 21:5 says, then he who sat on the throne, amen, hallelujah, said, behold, I make what? All things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. You see, God has a promise for us, but it's in his word that promise comes true. Do not become self-reliant. We can do nothing without Jesus Christ. But we can do all things, right? We can do what? That was weak. Say it again. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Okay, let's have prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we can be together here worshiping you. I thank you for your word, Lord, because through your word and through living your word, we have salvation. Thank you for coming down here to die for our sins and giving us that chance, Lord, giving us the opportunity. Help us not to become self-reliant in that we don't need you anymore. Lord, help us to do our part, but also be reliant on you. Please give us your Holy Spirit today. Anybody that's suffering here, I pray that you bless them, Lord. You cover them with your Holy Spirit, with your peace and your love, and you fill that hole, Lord, that has been there in their heart. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you guys. Happy Sabbath.